flock. It is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It's your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. The Passion Bible says your loving Father joyously gives you his kingdom realm with all its promises. Do you know that every promise in the Bible belongs to you? Do you know there are thousands of promises in the Bible? Promises of healing, promises of provision, promises of protection, promises of favor, promises of blessings. There's all these promises. It gives God pleasure to answer your prayer. It glorifies him. Nothing makes him happier than to see you step up to who you were created to be. You know, I don't want to get to heaven one day and God says, Steve, I had all these blessings for you. I had all these things, favor and good breaks, divine connections, but you never asked me. I had this home for you on the water, but you never asked me. You stayed in the safe zone. I wanted you in the faith zone. You prayed small prayers. I wanted you to pray God-sized prayers. Psalm 31, verse 19, listen to what it says. Lord, how wonderful you are. You have stored up so many good things for us, like a treasure chest, heaped up and spilling over with blessings, all for those who honor and worship you. Do you know that because you honor and worship God, do you know that there are blessings stored up for you, like a treasure chest, heaping over with blessings? Because you honor God, there are blessings with your name on. There are houses with your name on, businesses with your name on, ministries, books, movies, they've got your name on them. God wants to release them, but he's waiting for you to ask him to do it. I can imagine in heaven there's a huge warehouse filled with storerooms, and as you walk down the halls of heaven, you see doors with names on it, millions of doors, and finally you come to a door and it's got your name on it, and you say to the angel, what's in there? He tries to downplay it. You don't want to go in there. You say, yeah, it's got my name on it. I want to go see what's in there. You convince the angel to let you go in, and you see row after row of boxes on shelves, and you open up one, and you realize these are blessings that belong to you. They were never released. Here's a box of favor God wanted me to have last week, but I never asked him for it. Here's a book I was supposed to write, but I gave up on it. Here's a business God had for me. Here's healing that belonged to me. Row after row of favor, good breaks, good ideas. They were stored up for me, but God never released them because I never asked him. I don't know about you, but I want to make sure my warehouse in heaven is empty. I don't want to be greedy. I don't want to be selfish, but I simply want every blessing God has stored up for me. I want to become everything God created me to be. I want to have everything God intended for me to have. How about you? Remember, Psalm 2 says, today's your birthday. You know, today's always in the present. When you get up tomorrow, God is saying, today's your birthday. Every day when you get up, just imagine God saying to you, happy birthday. What do you want me to do for you today? What can I do for you today? Why does he do this? So that you'll have a boldness to ask God for things you wouldn't normally ask him for. If you go to God with this childlike faith, believing it's your birthday, asking for things you wouldn't normally ask for, you will see amazing things happen. You'll see God show out in your life in greater ways than you ever could have imagined. Amen? Amen. Number four, the prayer of petition. Number one, be specific about what you want from God. Number two, find scriptures that promise you what you're asking. Number three, ask the Father in the name of Jesus. Number four, believe that you receive it when you pray. Jesus said, therefore I say unto you, Mark 11 verse 24, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. The Passion Bible says, this is the reason I urge you to boldly believe for whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it and it will be yours. So what do I have to believe? I've got to believe that I receive the answer to my prayer before I see it, before I feel it. I got to believe that I received the answer to my prayer before I see it. Because it said, believe you shall believe you received it, and then what? Then you shall have it. So when must you believe you received it? When you pray. Right there and then. Present tense. I believe I received my prayer answered now. Can you see it? No. But I believe that I received it because Jesus said, if I believe that God heard me and I believe I received it,